USA Radio News with Tim Berg.
This is America's day. This is Democracy's Day.
The nation's 46th President Joe Biden opening his inaugural address, Biden noting the challenges of the ongoing coronavirus crisis.
Once in a century virus, it silently stalks the country. It's taken as many lives in 1 year as America lost in all of World War II.
The president also making pleas for unity during these times, although many of Biden's supporters are wanting people who voted for former President Trump to be, in their words, reprogrammed. The Senate is under new management, Vice President Kamala Harris administering the oath of office to three new Democratic senators, putting the Senate in a 50-50 split. The Democratic VP is used to break ties in the Senate, which in essence gives the Democrats control. USA Radio News.
Newsmax TV. Everyone is watching it now. President Trump says he loves it. And more than 30 million Americans tune into Newsmax TV. With great shows and analysts like Dick Morris, Rudy Giuliani, Michelle Malkin, Diamond and Silk, Mike Huckabee, Alan Dershowitz, and a lot more. Every night you can watch Newsmax's number one show, Greg Kelly Reports. Greg Kelly and Newsmax are unafraid to tell the truth about the election, how big tech is censoring you, and Joe Biden's dangerous plans. You need to watch Newsmax TV. Get Newsmax on all major cable systems or check your guide. If you don't get Newsmax, call your cable operator. Tell them you want Newsmax. And remember, Newsmax is free on Roku, YouTube, Apple TV, Zumo, TiVo Plus, Pluto, Chromecast, and most smart TVs like Samsung and LG. And don't forget to download the free Newsmax TV app. All other cable news channels ask you to pay, but Newsmax's app is free. So start watching anytime, anywhere in the world.
A coronavirus forecast is predicting more deaths in the United States. The University of Washington predicting the country is still in an upward trajectory, with its current model projecting more than 566,000 deaths by May 1st. The new, more contagious COVID-19 strain causing havoc across the country, including California, where Charles Chu is a leading researcher on the new strain.
We are concerned about the possibility that these mutations may, one, may make the virus more transmissible, but two, may also have an effect on the vaccines.
Firefighters, rescue teams, and police officers are continuing to go through rubble after an explosion in Spain's capital. The blast happened Wednesday in central Madrid, seriously damaging the upper fourth and fifth floors of a building near a nursing home. The cause of the explosion is still under investigation. You're listening to USA Radio News.
Working from home? I'm Chad Dodd, veterinarian and consultant to Limp Bells. Here's some tips for keeping your dog fit while staying at home. Find 15 minutes twice a day and walk your pet at a decent pace around your place. Play hide and seek by hiding some kibble or favorite toys and letting your dog find them. If you have stairs and your dog is mobile, walk up and down twice a day for 5 to 10 minutes. Or better yet, try a power walk on your terrace or backyard for some fresh air. There are more helpful pet care tips at YouMove.com, spelled YouMove.com.
Donald Trump is now a private citizen. Presidential historian Craig Shirley tells Newsmax what the former president's next couple days will look like.
There will be the national security briefings, which all former presidents are accorded to. It will probably be a round of golf, some relaxation. I know that Reagan, he went back to California, and there was a nice reception there for him, and bands played. Mrs. Reagan traveled by motorcade to St. Clair, where their house was in Beverly Hills. And it was a new house. It had a weight room, which he especially enjoyed. But he was very anxious to get back to the ranch.
Yeah.
And he said so many, many times. And as a matter of fact, within 2 days, 3 days of him being back in California, he and Mrs. Reagan went back to the ranch and they stayed there, I think, for 2 weeks.
President Joe Biden has selected Pennsylvania Health Secretary Rachel Levine to serve as Assistant Secretary of Health. Levine was born male but transitioned in 2011 and is now a female. Levine currently serves as Pennsylvania's Health Secretary. The media praising Levine for her handling of the COVID-19 crisis in Pennsylvania, but critics note that Levine removed his 95-year-old mother from a personal care facility during the pandemic. More news online at usaradio.com. For USA Radio News, I'm Tim Berg.